Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The other thing I had to say is, I'm glad, because this was, you know, part of Miles' his post game was being asked about the fans booing yesterday. And Miles said that is, they pay money for it, and it is their privilege to do so. They are free to cheer us when we do well, and they are free to boo us when we don't do well. I thought it was interesting to hear. I think it was listening to the Fox broadcast at the time, where they made mention of the boos. I don't think yesterday's booing was just about that game, because there have been single instances in games where the Browns have been playing poorly and they've gotten booed. I think that was a culmination of 2 years, going on 3 years. I think the Browns put themselves, and I'm not trying to put this all into a big Brownsian thing. I think things have gotten better in the last 4 years. But I think there's still this agita amongst Browns fans from the decision and the handling of Baker's exit, the decision and the handling of bringing Deshaun on. And by the way, not all of which was awful. I will go to my grave saying Jimmy Haslam being honest and saying, if his name was Joe Smith, we're not going to give him this chance. That's more honesty than you're going to get from most owners. But I think it also spoke to the booing was a cumulative effect of 2 years ago was supposed to be the flipping of the switch for the Cleveland Browns. And they just haven't consistently done it. And I think if yesterday had been one of those games where you could have matched the bad with the good, and that you could see a team playing hard together, again, I think there were plenty of individual playing hard performances. I just don't think they played well together. So I had no problem with the booing yesterday. I thought it was justified. Because almost 3 years in, the return, that the whole level up that this was supposed to be hasn't been. And I also think it speaks to that, whether it's, we had a caller in the last segment, you know, mentioned Joe Flacco's name. We've heard other people talk about Baker Mayfield's phenomenal game yesterday in Tampa. And last year, he was maybe Baker's best year as a pro, all this kind of stuff. And I know that it's cumbersome to hear. But I also think it speaks to, whether it's on the field or off the field, Deshaun just has not endeared himself to Browns fans. And it's tough to endear yourself, by the way, when you're not playing very well, or when you don't really have when you have multiple injuries in a season, so you're not healthy. So I understand that he's not been given every attempt to. For 12 weeks of the 2022 season, he was suspended and then didn't play very well. And then last year, it was stops and starts with the injuries. But I think if we want to get to the cumulative effect of 30 years of losing is why once every 6 or 7 games, the Browns come out, get punched in the face, and turtle like a possum. I realize that was weird saying turtle like a possum. But play dead like a possum. That is a cumulative effect of you have not eradicated all losing that has happened previously. Okay, more work to be done. But I also think this critical mass that it feels like with Deshaun criticism, I do think there's still more Deshaun could be doing. Whether it's in his press conferences, whether it is how he relates to the Cleveland audience, to help himself get in a spot where maybe Browns fans aren't as quick to boo. And the thing is, I don't think Deshaun sees it that way. I think Deshaun thinks, in terms of the coverage, in terms of people's relationships with him, people viewing him as a bad guy, I think from that side of things, he still believes that he is a victim of how he's been portrayed instead of somebody in his own action. But if he's going to continue to believe that, I do think the boos are going to come a little bit quicker. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Jim. Jim, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Listen, Nick, I think it's twofold with the booing. Like, I was there. Listen, I say it's twofold for this reason. Listen, there are a group of people out there that are waiting to cheer because to say, I told you so about Deshaun. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the rest of us that maybe we're lying to ourselves. Maybe we're not. You have to lie to yourself because if it doesn't work out, where are you? And that group of people seeing that performance, that makes them nervous because every game that he doesn't play, at least in the same zip code as he played when he was in Houston, starts making people like myself more and more nervous that maybe we've been deluding ourselves. And the second thing is you got to look at last year. The Browns won 7 or 8 games last year at home. There wasn't a lot of reason to be booing at home last year. We didn't see a lot of losing at home last year. So, I mean, that's another part of it. But you want to talk about the previous caller with this that said – please stop with that. It's an organizational thing. This organization is in the best position it has been, the most professional and serious position it has been in since they came back. The real problem is not the players on the field. You're blaming players on the field. When you go and blame the organization, that's that cycle of losing and not being a serious organization where every 2 years you're letting people go. That's what that alludes to, or that's what that makes me think of, and that's not what we want. I think we would all say that having these guys in place for as long as we have has been a good effect on the Browns. But, man, at the end of the season, if things don't work out well, how bad does it look that we push Deshaun's contract? These are all up in the air. I hope that never comes to be. I hope the guy comes out and lights it up next week because that's what I need. That's what I have to see. I don't think that it's that bad. I was so down. Yesterday was a complete and utter disaster. I've never left the game as early as I left. But you know what? Yes, it's one game. I'm putting it on the players. Kevin didn't coach a good game. Nothing went right. I am willing to just flush that down the toilet and move on and have a better outlook going forward.
Jim, you still seem like you're working through it, brother. I appreciate you. And it is. I'm right there with you. Until this Sunday, it is just one game. But so help me God, don't make me say it's just two games because I ain't saying it.
Later, guy.
Buddy. That was weird. He called me guy and I just instinctively said, buddy. I gave him a head nod. I work in radio. I should be able to use my words. Should being the operative word there. 216-474-0092. I think you can say that the organizational failures of firing guys every 2 years is the most extreme version of organizational failure. Culture is not just built in a locker room, though. And that's what I would say. That doesn't mean that, oh, these guys don't know what the hell they're doing, but there's still something missing that at least 3 times a year we're getting efforts like we saw yesterday. Not in terms of, oh, guys just don't make plays. That happens. That's the NFL. It is hard to win in the NFL. It's not hard to compete. And that's my frustration.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.